Chapter 1. It had been in summer. I was a child of 10. We had driven over in our old Ford station wagon. This was when my father was young, just starting out. Before the money, but he had the confidence that one day he would be rich. He would have been one of Bonaparte's lucky generals. Nothing had ever stopped him. My mother and I were going along with him when he went to play tennis with his old friend, Roger Baum, whose family owned a large compound in Amagansett, complete with a clay court. There I met four children, brothers and sisters. Their looks were dark, exotic. The eldest was Francesca, who was called Cheska, followed by Aurelio. They were both older than I, she by 2 years, he by one. Then the twins, Cosmo and Carmen, who were about my age. At first I shyly stayed with my mother. She would have been in her early 30s then. Her long, dark hair tied back by a bright kerchief, wearing the large oval sunglasses in fashion at that time. She was a great beauty, a daughter of the aristocracy, her fingers long and elegant, in her voice a whisper of honeysuckle. She was christened Barbara, but everyone called her Babes. Her maiden name was Wiley, which carried great weight in certain parts of Virginia, and which she had insisted on making my first name. My last name is Rose, which was shortened from something else when my father's parents emigrated from Russia. Against all odds, class, income, temperament, my father had won her. She was his great prize. Who else would have been there? Roger's girl of the moment, probably. His sister, Kitty, who was the mother of the four siblings. Her married name was Bonnette. A few others, but I can't remember. On the table, bottles of Miller High Life, gin and tonics. Everyone smoked. The rest of us watched Roger and my father, both in white. They were in the prime of life, competitive as only old friends can be. When they served, there were loud grunts of effort and mild oaths when a point was lost. The rackets were wooden, carried in presses. Roger had been playing his whole life, but my father was the more aggressive. "Wiley, darling, go and play with the other children," my mother said to me. They had already disappeared. I did as I was told, my steps slowing the farther I got from her, my courage ebbing. I did not make friends easily. My life had been a protected one, one spent reading. The majority of my adventures were fantasies dreamed up from the comfort of a couch. My mother was a great reader, too. Nothing made her happier than curling up with a book. I had just started wearing glasses. When I played baseball, I was invariably sent to the outfield, where I could do the least harm. I could hear the laughter of the Bonnette children. They moved like a unit, a wolf pack. I was of no interest to them. With four, they had no need of other playmates. They lived in what they called the playhouse, but it was a real house, one of several on the property. Their grandfather, Roger's father, I had been told, was enormously rich. When I went inside, I saw a kitchen, stairs to a second floor, on the shelves unfamiliar toys and puzzles, cartoon books in a foreign language. There was no television. I dared not touch anything. Outside, Aurelio, the taller of the boys, tried to be friendly. He explained the game to me. "You have to climb up that rope, see? Then jump from the branch onto the roof. The trick is not to fall." Nothing like it would have been invented now. The risks are too great. Parents were more accepting of fate in those days, less fearful and litigious, the children less coddled. Already I had heard about the son of one of my father's friends, only a year older than I, who had drowned in a sailing accident because he wasn't wearing a life jacket. Such calamities were accepted. One pushed on. These were people of the generation that remembered the war, new fathers and brothers and husbands who never came home. I watched as one of the girls, skinny as an acrobat, swarmed up the rope. She used only her hands like a pirate. Then the leap and a smile. It was obviously dangerous. That was the thrill. "Want to try?" she asked. I nodded. There was no alternative but shame. I was a goose among swans, the unwelcome guest. I clutched the thick, knotted rope, pushed up my glasses. I was never good at climbing. Four pairs of dark eyes watched me, suddenly aware, waiting.